chapter 18 on the death of brothers. Idris had in his backpack the phone. He called Frankenphone the unhackable hacker, an invention he and Sophie had perfected even further, and the dual text version of War and Peace given him by Anna Chapman. He boasted, "I can read it now in Russian. God, it's great. I just finished the chapter where the French shoot Natasha's little brother Petya in action. It's also true to innocence and accident and grief." On the TV in the dappled little apartment in Big Afanasyevsky Lane, the pictures of the Siberian shopping centre fire recurred like punctual sermons, with punctual Putin on the scene confirming them a negligence a crime. Claire made herself view them directly, re-enduring her old fire horror. She envied Natasha's clean grief for her brother, Natasha, who had never killed a brother. She said it was a particularly facile thing to compare Putin to Hitler, as Prince Charles and Johnson did, when Putin's brother died of diphtheria in the siege of Leningrad. "He is the best Hitler they have had since Saddam Hussein," said Kirill. "The word is a trigger for cruise missiles, I believe." Sophie laughed, "except the new weapons Putin announced can take out the delivery ships forever." "That means Damascus stays intact for a bit longer," said Claire, and told Florence. "Also, the Russians and Syrians just seized the chemical plants that were going to manufacture the false flags to justify the bombs." Corbin on Florence's lap, on Claire's lap, had the same intent expression as Florence, listening. George said, "So now we're all playing a game of musical diplomats again. The Russians do it best. Last time they expelled all the real staff, retained the spies, so that an entire embassy broke down. You have to respect their sense of humour." Kirill Shai smiled at the respect for his humour. Florence's laughter was rapid and genuine from her deep French appreciation of inappropriate substitution. Corbin laughed as always in communion. Claire embraced Florence and Corbin tighter, remembered that Victor was the name of the diphtheria brother, who must have been an icon. Posthumously within the Putin home. She thought, "I cut rivers as icons into Anthony, my brother, when he was dead, not my sisters. I loved him more and less than them, I being, when I was young, as heterosexual as humiliation. When will I tell Corbin? The girls were Janice and Tess." The shops in the Siberian centre looked like a Mount Druitt plaza. George saw her blood still from grief, then reassured. "We'll go toy shopping at midnight with these children soon back home." Here now, however, what was real was Quentin, terrified on Claire's mobile phone.